Uzbekistan clamps down on religious freedoms, a ministry makes the scriptures easy to read and understand for the Thai, and a Costa Rica ministry is slowed down by fire. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious freedom is being curtailed in Uzbekistan. Forum 18 News reports the country has introduced new penalties for the illegal production, storage, import, and distribution of all forms of religious literature. Slavic Gospel Association works there. SGA's Joel Griffith.
This is the first, actually, that we had heard of these new restrictions that have come to play. This has been going on in Uzbekistan for some time. I think some of this is probably in response to Islamic extremism. President Karimov basically feels that he has to keep a thumb on everything just so things don't get out of hand with the Islamic extremism.
Reports indicate this is just reconfirming what's already been going on, but Griffiths says...
To our knowledge, it hasn't really affected, you know, the Baptist churches. They're concerned about illegal production and distribution of religious literature, such as home-produced materials. Well, we don't obviously do anything like that.
SGA-sponsored camps, youth homes, and other work continues, and funding is needed to assure they can continue operating. Next, Central Asia has a mix of people who are very open to the gospel and others who could care less. One worker with InterServe, we're calling James for security reasons, says he's experienced those who could care less when talking with nominal Muslims in the country where he's working.
If they're not satisfied by Islam, then they look to be satisfied in materialism. And so most people don't consider Christianity as something that they would be interested in.
Despite that, he still views tent making as the best way to reach out, teaching English as a second language or being a business owner. The biggest frustration for James, though, is something Christians worldwide should be praying about.
Many people who have come to the Lord have fallen away. So I think it's estimated that roughly 50% of people who come to the Lord fall away. They don't continue on.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 5 years after the release of the World Bible Translation Center's Thai easy-to-read New Testament, the group is nearing a new goal. The center's Tenapon Sawarwatanpong explains.
We haven't finished the Old Testament yet, but we plan to finish it by the end of this year. So right now what I'm mainly doing is editing it. The Old Testament, to make it easy to read for the Thai people.
While the Thai were slow to adjust to WBTC's New Testament, once they accepted it, it was a useful study tool. The old version of the Bible was written in an elevated style. Sawarwatanpong speaks out of his own experience, adding that his scenario isn't unusual.
Like me, you know, I'm Christian. When I look at it, I read it, I feel like I need to go to, what, NIV. You know, that's funny. I am Thai people, but when I read my Thai Bible, I have to go to NIV. Version before, you know, but now I go to easy to read English to see what this means.
Sawarwatanpong says they need funding. Go to our website to help. Elsewhere, HCJB World Radio's Christian Center of Communications is wrapping up another academic year in Ecuador. Third-year students are completing their final projects required for graduation and preparing to serve in media ministries. The course integrates communications and technical courses with biblical knowledge and hands-on experience in various media. Pray for wisdom in the selection process for next fall's first-year class and about additional finances. An Operation Mobilization's Costa Rica office was completely destroyed by fire in late May. The flames destroyed personal belongings, office equipment, and files covering many years of work. Investigations revealed that the fire was partly caused by human error, and the team now faces severe financial repercussions. The owners, who are local Christians, had no insurance. The search is on for provisional offices, and plans for the summer have to be completely reevaluated. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gain USA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book will give you the tools you need to open compelling dialogue about the real and relevant Christ. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.